Later this week, the NAACP, the nation's oldest and largest civil rights organization, will elect a new president. The man expected to be chosen is a retired telecommunications executive with little experience in the national civil rights limelight. NPR's Charles Edwards has this profile.
When you think of civil rights leaders, the name Bruce Gordon isn't at the top of most people's list, but in the world of cell phones, the 59-year-old former Verizon executive is a national figure. Eric Sievis is a friend of Gordon's and a Verizon vice president.
I look at the 35-year career that he had with Verizon and how he transformed the telecommunications industry from what some may have thought as a telephone company to this new broadband entertainment media company.
Gordon was a Bell Atlantic executive when that company merged with GTE in 2000 and formed Verizon, a name Sievis says Gordon came up with by combining the word horizon with Veritas. At Verizon, he served as president of the company's retail markets group and directed corporate advertising. Sievis says Gordon helped make Verizon what it is today, a Fortune 15 company with more than $71 billion in annual revenue. In 2002, Fortune magazine named Gordon among the 50 most powerful black executives in America. Sievis says Gordon has been responsible for diversity and advancing minorities in the management ranks at Verizon. But for all his corporate accomplishments, Gordon has little civil rights experience and is unknown to the NAACP rank-and-file membership. The NAACP's choice of someone from the business world comes as the organization struggles to raise money. 2 years of budget shortfalls have forced the group to dip into its reserves. Lorenzo Morris is a political scientist at Howard University.
And I think that this time it was clear to me that they had moved more than previously toward the management side and rather neglecting the political side.
Gordon's predecessor, Kwaisi Nfume, is well known in political circles. The outgoing NAACP president is running for Congress and often received the same, if not more, publicity than the board chairman, Julian Bond. Last year, Bond jumped into the political fray by criticizing President Bush, and by doing so, he put the group's tax-exempt status at risk. The IRS prohibits nonprofit groups from partisan political activities. Morris says the limelight battle between Nfume and board chair Bond may have played into the decision to select Gordon.
Many people speculate that the chair will be much more politically visible and active than he might have been in the past, and even though he's been quite politically visible and active in the past few years.
However, Bruce Gordon's close allies caution those ready to label Gordon a political and civil rights novice. Verizon VP Eric Sievis.
But I think you will soon find, like those that are us that are so close to him, that he's also very strong about civil rights and the movement and continuing the cause and continuing to make a difference here in our society.
Lorenzo Morris of Howard University says one of the biggest challenges facing the new NAACP president is to make that difference on the local level.
Meaning the local interest of schooling, the local interest of economic policy, and things like gentrification, a whole set of issues which the NAACP may have been sensitive to, but not dealt with in their modern expression.
The NAACP is expected to elect Bruce Gordon at its meeting in Atlanta on June 25th. Charles Edwards, NPR News, Washington.